This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Experts from various sectors say the budget for the upcoming fiscal year addresses the aspirations of the younger generation for good governance, prosperity and transformation. Total of 453 Nepali nationals rescued from Kushinagar in the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh, brought back to Nepal through the Belahia border checkpoint. Former President Ram Baran Yadav emphasizes that the protection of the Himalayan region is a shared responsibility of the entire world. And Vietnam announces amnesty to almost 10,000 prisoners. Now the news in detail. The budget introduced by the government for the upcoming fiscal year has given importance to infrastructure development, policy reforms, the use of technology and good governance in the education sector, according to experts and stakeholders. They also believe that the emphasis on the use of artificial intelligence, AI and information technology in education will provide Nepali children with opportunities to become technologically competent for the 21st century. Professor Dr. Balchandra Luitel, Dean of the School of Education at Kathmandu University, said that the inclusion of infrastructure and reform measures in the education budget would boost teachers' morale and have a positive impact if good governance is ensured. Education expert Dr. Man Prasad Wagle expressed hope that the budget will help make Nepali students more technology friendly and improve learning in mathematics, science and technology. The government has proposed 218.30 billion rupees for the education sector in fiscal year 2083-84, Bikram Sambad. A total of 453 Nepali nationals rescued from Kushinagar in the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh were brought back to Nepal today through the Belahia border checkpoint in Rupandehi. According to Superintendent of Police Janak Bahadur Shahi, the rescued individuals were transported to Bhairahawa on 8 Indian buses via the Sunauli Belahia border crossing. Authorities are currently collecting their details, conducting screening and carrying out interrogations. SP Shahi said that preliminary findings indicate that some of the rescued individuals had been stranded, some had gone missing, while others may have been lured to India through various inducements. He said around half of those rescued are women. After the investigation, the victims will be handed over to their families, while legal action will be taken against those involved. Police said the victims were lured with promises of high-paying jobs and recruited into a networking business scheme. They were pressured to bring in new members and, in some cases, subjected to mental stress. Investigations found that youths from different parts of Nepal were taken to Kushinagar via Sunauli and charged between 7,000 Indian rupees and 100,000 Indian rupees under the scheme. The rescue operation was completed after 4 days with the support of Indian authorities and police. Nepal's first president, Dr. Ram Baran Yadav, has said the protection of the Himalayan region is not only Nepal's responsibility but a shared duty of the entire world. Speaking at the EMS Everest Tourism Award 2026, he expressed concern over the impact of climate change on the Himalayas, glaciers and ecosystems, stressing the need for global cooperation for their conservation. Former President Yadav described Mount Everest as a symbol of human courage, determination and international friendship, and said that the tourism sector helps promote mutual understanding between different cultures and nations. During the program, veteran mountaineer Partemba Sherpa was honored with prestigious Lifetime Achievement Award. He successfully made the first ascent of Mount Everest via the Southwest Route in 1975. Recognizing his contribution to the tourism sector, former President Yadav honored him with a shawl, a certificate and a cash prize of 51,151 rupees. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmul Sinha has emphasized the government's responsibility to fulfill electoral promises. Addressing the first assembly of Tadi Rural Municipality Committee of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party in the district today, Minister Timmul Sinha highlighted that the budget for the fiscal year 2026-27 is crafted to meet the aspirations of the youth, focusing on good governance, prosperity and transformative change. The budget outlines the government's economic direction, priorities, revenue policies and long-term development vision, he assured. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Asterisk 14 hash, yehi ho upaye.
Har ek din ko lagi sabai pack, yehi paye. Jahan jao connected rahas, internet ma sab kar dos.
Data, voice, SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना *14 हैश टाइल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Nepal Medical Association's All Nepal Medical Conference NMA-CON 2026 is underway at the BP Koirala Memorial Cancer Hospital Conference Hall. According to Association President Dr. Anil Vikram Karki, specialist doctors, nurses and health workers from Nepal, India and China are participating in the event, which runs until Sunday. The conference features 40 working papers and 30 progress reports, along with participation from around 350 delegates nationwide. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Vietnam has announced the release of almost 10,000 prisoners, including foreigners, to mark its recent parliamentary elections. Addressing a news conference on Saturday, Deputy Minister of Public Security Le Van Thuyen said the amnesty will mark the success of the 5-yearly Communist Party Congress and the elections to the National Assembly. The Channel News Asia cited documents signed by Vietnam's Party General Secretary and President Tho Lam as stating, at the start of June, 9,915 detainees will be released as part of this year's amnesty. The nation often announces amnesties before special events or celebrations. A truck overturned in eastern Afghanistan on Saturday, killing 18 people on board, including 10 children, a provincial official told Agence France-Presse. The Guardian cited Abdul Malik Niaza, spokesperson for the governor of Lagan province, as saying the vehicle was carrying Afghan families returning from Pakistan, where they had been living. The spokesperson said 18 people, including 10 children, 5 women and 3 men, died and 29 people were injured. The accident happened on the road between Jalalabad in eastern Afghanistan and the capital Kabul. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the Himalayan and hilly regions, including Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces, while partly cloudy in other regions. There is also a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall with thunder, lightning and gusty winds in some areas of Lumbini and Karnali and in a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. One or two places in the Tarai regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Madhes may also receive rainfall. Heavy rain is likely at one or two locations in Lumbini and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Experts from various sectors say the budget for the upcoming fiscal year addresses the aspirations of the younger generation for good governance, prosperity and transformation. Total of 453 Nepali nationals rescued from Kushinagar in the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh, brought back to Nepal through the Belahia border checkpoint. Former President Ram Baran Yadav emphasizes that the protection of the Himalayan region is a shared responsibility of the entire world, and Vietnam announces amnesty to almost 10,000 prisoners. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.